We all have a sweet spot where everything seems to flow, where we feel happy, competent, in sync with everything around us, uniquely talented, and predictably successful. It feels like magic, but it's not. Peter Bregman. This book arose like a phoenix as an experiment in having it all. Could I fulfill my career potential and have a fulfilling family life? Could I be a great parent and still attend to my own needs? Could I be successful and happy without also feeling stressed and anxious? Having studied well-being and elite performance for the past decade, I've long known what to do to be both happy and successful. After all, I coach people from all over the world on these topics. But to be totally honest, in my day-to-day life, I used to struggle to walk the talk. 5 years ago, I was a single mother holding down 3 demanding part-time jobs, and my life was a blur. Yes, our family did find a way to eat dinner together most nights, and we talked about what we were grateful for. In some ways, I practiced what I preached. But in other ways, I was caught up in the busyness of modern life, winded, running on a hamster wheel, afraid to slow down. I'd lost my groove. Life today is a pressure cooker. Even the most talented and privileged people are struggling to balance relentless work with family commitments, to manage a constant flood of information and emails, to cope with extraordinary stress levels. Only 17% of the adult population is said to be flourishing, fulfilling their potential for happiness, success, and productivity. Consider this description of a working American's life written by futurist and philosopher Sarah Robinson in an essay about the disappearance of the 40-hour workweek. If you're lucky enough to have a job right now, you're probably doing everything possible to hold on to it. If the boss asks you to work 50 hours, you work 55. If she asks for 60, you give up weeknights and Saturdays and work 65. Odds are that you've been doing this for months, if not years, probably at the expense of your family life, your exercise routine, your diet, your stress levels, and your sanity. You're burned out, tired, achy, and utterly forgotten by your spouse, kids, and dog. But you push on anyway because everybody knows that working crazy hours is what it takes to prove that you're passionate and productive and a team player. The kind of person who might just have a chance to survive the next round of layoffs. And think about the fact that 66% of working parents say they aren't getting everything done that they want to. 57% feel like they don't spend enough time with their families. And 46% feel they have no time for leisure. Most people have actually lost time for pleasure compared to our ancestors 100 years ago. Despite the fact that in the olden days, they had to hand wash their laundry. Here's the strange thing. For most of the 20th century, the broad consensus was that working more than 40 hours a week was stupid, wasteful, dangerous, and expensive, and the most telling sign of dangerously incompetent management to boot, Robinson writes. Further, more than 100 years of research shows that every hour you work over 40 hours a week is making you less effective and productive over both the short and the long haul. Really? Even though most people think this makes intuitive sense, they are still surprised to hear that it is actually true. This common sense is so widely ignored that overwork and the problems with health, happiness, and productivity that it brings is epidemic. At the same time that our lives have gotten easier in many ways, with devices to wash the dishes, learn just about anything, have our groceries delivered, it has also gotten easier to work more. We communicate with our coworkers at all hours of the day and night in person, by phone, text, and email. Instead of starting work at 8 a.m., we start at 6 a.m. when we switch off the alarm on our smartphones and check the emails that came in overnight.